This is America in Space, a weekly news and information program on current events dealing with the space industry. From the Washington News Bureau, here is your host, Rick Potluck.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of America in Space. Now that Perseverance and its little buddy Ingenuity have landed on Mars, it's time for scientific experiments to take place as soon as everything checks out. Just so you know, Jezero Crater is 28 miles wide, believe it or not, and has a 200-foot cliff. Scientists believe that Jezero hosted a river delta about 3.5 billion years ago. And as soon as everything checks out, Percy will pack over 40 soil samples in cigar-sized tubes across about 5 to 10 sites. In the late 2020s, 4 spacecraft and robots will collect those samples and return them to Earth. Sometime between March and May, Ingenuity will fire itself up and that $85 million helicopter will make its first flight. And now that both Perseverance and Ingenuity have landed on Mars, the Smithsonian Channel's digital team has crafted a timely space-based AR app for the occasion. Available now for iOS and Android, the Mission to Mars AR app unloads 7 AR experiences that enable you to get up close and personal with the Red Planet and the rovers, past and present, assigned to explore it from the comfort of the third rock from the sun. The Mars Overview experience also gives you the opportunity to view a miniature rendering of the planet, while the Portal to Mars does exactly what an AR enthusiast would expect it to do, anchoring a digital doorway to a 360-degree simulation of the planet's surface. Additionally, the app's Launch the Rocket feature recreates the July 30, 2020 launch of the rocket carrying Perseverance into orbit, while its 7 Minutes of Terror feature simulates the rover's landing at its destination. Again, that's available now on iOS and Android. That's the Mission to Mars AR app. February the 20th, a Northrop Grumman Cygnus cargo spacecraft was launched on a mission to resupply the International Space Station. The craft, named the SS Katherine Johnson in honor of the groundbreaking NASA mathematician for Black History Month, is on its way and carrying 8,000 pounds of supplies and scientific equipment to the ISS. This is the 15th resupply mission by Northrop Grumman, and it carries a number of scientific experiments as well as supplies for the crew. The company names its CIRUS spacecraft after the pivotal figures in human spacecraft, and it chose to honor the contributions of Katherine Johnson with this launch. Her work as a computer performing complex calculations by hand was pivotal in the success of the early Apollo missions. She worked at NASA for over 30 years, and she passed away last year at the ripe age of 101. And finally, 3 crew members from Expedition 64 on the ISS will conduct 2 spacewalks working in pairs Sunday, February 28th and Friday, March the 5th to continue upgrades on the ISS. If you're an early riser, live coverage of the February 28th spacewalk begins at 4:30 a.m. with crew members scheduled to exit the station's Quest airlock at about 6 a.m. Coverage of the spacewalk on March 5th begins at 5:30 a.m. with the astronauts exiting the hatch at about 7 a.m. and each spacewalk will last approximately 6.5 hours. And that'll do it for this edition of America in Space. Reporting from the Washington News Bureau, I'm Rick Potluck.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to share our program with your family and friends and follow us on Facebook. Join us each week for news and information on America in Space.